Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Charles Goslin is here. Charles is back. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for a while now. He's a retired CIA officer, served around the world in a number of capacities. He's the author of Understanding Personal Risk and Personal Security and Risk, a guide for business travelers. You'd think I could read, wouldn't you, after all these years? He's our good friend, Charles Goslin. Welcome back.
Well, good to hear from you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. So one of the things that we talk about on this show a good bit is cybersecurity. And, of course, most people think of cybersecurity as you know, people sending us an email, phishing email, and or hacking or something like that. But we don't always think about it as we're traveling. We don't always think about cybersecurity and those kinds of digital theft and things like that when we're traveling so much, because we just think, well, it's our phone and, you know, that sort of thing. What's the damage? We use our credit cards all over the world, more and more, in fact, than we even do cash anymore, currency. So you've got some thoughts on this, though, don't you?
Well, I do. Thanks for having me again, Jim. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah.
I do. I've traveled overseas quite a bit, and matter of fact, getting ready to get on an airplane tomorrow. And one of the things that I've noticed that's important, whether you're going to Europe, whether you're going to the Far East, particularly maybe the Far East in Asia, and certainly in the Middle East, is the importance of protecting your internet usage when you're logging on. Because typically when you're overseas, you've got to log into your bank accounts, credit card accounts,
right,
all of those kind of things if you're, on extended travel. One of the things that I do that's very useful and I strongly suggest people get is a virtual private network.
VPN.
A VPN. You can download these. They're not expensive at all. And essentially what that VPN does is it allows you to sort of log on to your internet outside of the place that you're at. And usually it's encrypted, so it makes it much more, it adds a layer of security,
right,
to your internet activity that you otherwise might not have.
And most of the bad guys don't have to work that hard to get a payday. They can do it from the people who don't do VPNs. And so I don't think it's too cavalier to say they'll probably leave you alone because they don't want to work that hard. They don't have to work that hard.
It gives you a level of deterrence, and they go to the easy target. So you want to make yourself a hard target.
Just like you lock your door when somebody wants to steal a car. They don't necessarily go around and break into cars. They go find the doors, the cars that have the door that's unlocked.
That's right. I think I've talked about this before, but I can't emphasize it enough. When you're going through these international airports, if you have your iPhone, increasingly we have international plans for our iPhones, and that's all well and good. But
right,
if you have your iPhone up and it's roaming and Bluetooth is on, you're sitting down in a cafe or something, having something to eat on the way, they're trolling all the time for people that do this. And they'll pick up
the person sitting next to you in the coffee shop is probably zapping stuff out of your phone right now.
That could be that.
One of the things that I've done. I want to ask you this question. When I travel, I take my laptop with me, too. I travel with it. If you see me, it's probably with me. But when I'm on the road, I don't use free Wi-Fi. My laptop has a mobile modem in it. And I have a mobile service that I buy for it. I pay for it. And so I connect directly to the mobile service. I don't use anybody's free Wi-Fi because and I've been told that that's a higher level of security than just connecting over the local Wi-Fi. What do you think?
That's a good idea if you can do that. Some places it's difficult to do that, but if you can do that, particularly if you're traveling in the developed world, that's absolutely an option to use. A lot of times it's just not possible, and you're sort of at the mercy of whatever network, hotel network or otherwise,
right,
that you're using. Some of the larger hotel chains, their networks are better secured than others, and so I am fairly confident in using those. But just to add that other layer of security, I'll use a VPN,
mm-hmm,
and limit my time on the internet. So that's kind of one of my tips for today, certainly on travel and cybersecurity.
Right, and of course how you use your credit card. I mean, over here in the United States, as you know, they've got these swiper systems where they actually put a device on or put some kind of a system on a swiper that steals your information. Is that something that happens very much overseas? Do you see that?
It can happen overseas as well because it's the same mechanism. And so what I'll do, and I think what you're talking about, you see it quite often in gas stations.
Right, exactly.
Where they are able to fit,
yep,
something. It's a device that sort of fits over the place where you swipe your card, and in some of the older stations, and you see those overseas as well. And it fits over it. People don't think about it, and they just put their card in there. Well,
right,
it takes your information. I've gotten into the habit when I walk up and I see that kind of swiper, is I'll pull on it just to make sure that it's
good idea.
It's the real one.
Yeah,
I just kind of give it a yank to make sure. If it comes off, well, I don't want to use it. It's
now,
that
simple. Don't pull too hard. You football players, don't pull too hard. You might tear up the original equipment. Just be careful. Charles, I need your website, please.
Oh, yes. It's www.charlesegoslin.com.
All right, just like his name, that's the name of the book, Understanding Personal Security and Risk, a Guide for Business Travelers. We come back, we're going to get Charles to talk to us about situational awareness. I alluded to this a little bit earlier on in the hour. We've all got to pay more attention. Watch your six, head on a swivel, situational awareness. Charles Goslin and I will be right back after this message.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.